on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Mentioning food in your online dating profile is the way to go. It's been scientifically proven that you get more matches, but all food is not created equal. So which food is going to give you the most boost? Miguel?
Mm-hmm.
It's guacamole.
Oh.
Sorry about you. If you don't like guacamole, you're out of luck. Because guacamole is the sexiest food item, increasing your chance of being messaged 144%.
It's really unfortunate, and this is a little secret about me, and I don't think I've ever said this out loud. I don't like guacamole, but I never mention it because it's such a hot thing right now.
But I feel like by you not mentioning it, we know.
I know.
I feel like you've been trying to sneak around, but I know. I see you not eating guacamole.
I know, and I always feel bad when everyone goes to Mexican, and I'm like, oh, I'll get the queso. Yeah. No one wants queso. Everyone just wants guac. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's what it is. Although you're in luck because the second most sexiest popular food is potatoes.
Oh, that's perfect.
So you can do French fries, whatever.
Tater tots, yep. Cajun fries.
Yes.
And mine, I used to say I was a buffalo chicken connoisseur.
Mm.
And so that was always a lot of conversation starters. People would always message me and say, oh, buffalo chicken connoisseur, what do you mean? And then it went into a conversation.
Now that I think about it, what does that mean?
It means I am all things buffalo. Buffalo chicken wings, buffalo chicken sandwiches, buffalo chicken wraps, buffalo chicken sliders, buffalo chicken meatballs. You want to talk about it?
Chicken meatballs.
Yeah, I actually have a Pinterest board on my phone with buffalo chicken ideas.
Okay. See, now I just shouldn't have asked.
See, when you say about, now do you see why it's caused great conversation?
Okay, never mind. Moving on. Today is Giving Tuesday. We made it past Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. Here we are on Giving Tuesday, and it should be a great day for charities. I mean, just nationwide, because 93% of Americans say that they're generous in a new survey. And if you are, Facebook is actually partnering with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're going to match up to $2 million in donations today through different U.S. nonprofit organizations, through the charitable giving tools on Facebook. So know that Facebook will be doing matching. And I mean, obviously, donate to your favorite charity today. It doesn't have to be any one thing in particular, as long as you're giving to a nonprofit or to somebody that you feel like needs it.
And there's no excuse to say, well, I didn't know how to. There are obviously so many tools on how you can do it.
And it's not even about necessarily donating money. You
right.
can just as easily donate time
exactly.
on Giving Tuesday. So either way that you want to go. And then finally, trending in Tampa Bay, I'll tell you what, there is this new wave of crazy happening called sex robots.
Oh.
And we've spoken about them before, and it's kind of been like a funny ha-ha thing where we're like, oh, there's some robots.
Hey.
Blah, blah. Well, now, there's a little bit of a growing concern where academics are saying that people are being called digisexuals will actually shun human partners in favor of these dolls. It says these robots will be tailor-made to meet people's desires and will do things that human partners cannot and will not do.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I mean, I totally see this happening. You know, when you think about, especially I can see myself after a breakup being like, you know what? So much easier than dealing with someone's crap is a sex robot.
But that just makes me feel so unwanted as a human.
But here's what I think would happen, though, is that it would be instant gratification and, ooh, it can do all the things that your partner wouldn't do. But then after a while, maybe at some point you'd be like, wow, I would actually like to have a conversation. Like, yes, they can do all the sexual things you want, but if you need special encouragement or a special text in the middle
but
of the day,
what if they just start learning how to do that stuff?
Well, then we're all screwed.
That's what I thought. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Miguel and Holly radio blogs on the way at 6:40.
Connect with Miguel and Holly on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
Miguel Fuller and Radio Holly.